This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a few calls on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
So sorry about that. Penny's in Cape Cod.
Penny, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, I'm wondering if this is a good time to transplant irises.
Yes, so this would actually be a good time to get rid of your irises. Not get rid of, to transplant it, because they're... what you're doing is you're allowing them to get all their energy back into the root system, right? So, in and that's where you want the iris, the bulb tuber to be. So, instead of focusing on the leaves, and sometimes when what happens when the leaves are out and you do transplant them or move them, it can shock the plant. And it, the leaves will is just go right to the bulb and affect them. So that's why you wouldn't want to, excuse me, that's why you want to do it at this point. And so,
but I plant them.
You're not going too deep, right? With the irises, sometimes you'll even see irises, right on the, like close to the surface, right? You might even see that tuber right there. So we're not going, it's not like we're going like 8-10 inches down, you know, maybe 4 inches,
okay.
maybe 6. We're not looking to go very deep. You know, just the way I like to look at it with something along those lines, if you look at an iris and where it's planted right now, you're going to see that tuber a little bit up on the soil, right? It's going to be exposed a little bit, so that's why you're not going to go too deep. But if you were to, say you were to transplant another bulb, something along those lines that was deeper, then you would, that you're not seeing on the top, you would try to go about that 6-8 inches deep to let it grow. But this one, we're not going too far down. You can supplement covering it up with like some mulch or some leaves or something like that. So... it's definitely, it'd be fine to do that at this point. It'd even be fine to, like, store them until next year if you were worried about, you know, not being able to get them into the ground.
And if I did do the storing, when would I put them in April?
So you could put them in April, yeah, without a problem. You're just looking for the ground to thaw out.
Okay.
And be, you know, that you can put a shovel into the ground is really the time frame. But if you're going to overwinter them and bring them inside, you know, this is one that you'll take it out of the soil, okay? And then you're going to let it sit above ground for about a day to just not, you know, just to dry out a little bit, dry the soil that's stuck to the bulb itself. Because you want the soil to fall off. You want that soil to not be on there over winter. And then the best way to keep it, what you would do to keep it inside is get like peat moss and put peat moss into like a Tupperware container or a paper bag, something along those lines, and put the tuber in there. Keep it in a cool, dry area. Something that's not going to freeze, but not something that's going to get really warm. So you want that, you know, that perfect mix of temperature. And then you can store it for the winter, bring it back out in the spring, and try it in April. What another thing you like to do when you're overwintering is check on it like once a month just to see. Say you have a couple of them that you've put in there. If one of them starts to rot a little bit, you want to make sure you pull that out. Versus leaving it in there because it can go to the others that are in there. So it's just a checkup every month, you know, every month, every couple of weeks.
And so that also back on the leaves, should I cut the leaves back? Because they're pretty long.
So definitely. So we're going to start to get some frosts. We're going to start getting that. And that's the natural way for the plant to die back on the leaves. But say you were to dig it up today or tomorrow, whichever, you know, I would cut the leaves back. Back to the, you know, lower aspect of it because you want the bulb itself to focus. You want it to be focused on that aspect versus, you know, trying to produce the leaves. You want it to focus on its root system. It's the bulb itself.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
No problem, Penny. Well, good luck.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We have some more calls on the line. Nathan, who's up next?
Carol is in Manchester.
Carol, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, thank you so much. Good morning, Patrick. I'm a long-time listener. I just have two questions, one specifically for my daughter. She currently has two or three dogs, and when's the best time to put grass seed down, and what type would you advise for someone with animals, or if there is any such thing?
Okay. Well, so the spring is a good time to put it down, but fall is usually a good time to be putting grass seed down. We're getting to the point now, though, the nights are going to be too cold for grass seed to really be established for this season because it takes about 14 to 21 days for seed to start to germinate.
Okay.
14 to 21 days from now, we're looking the third week in November-ish.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I don't have a crystal ball. I just have what the weather app tells me. But from what I'm seeing, the next 2 weeks, the temperatures are really going to drop.
Okay.
And so I just don't see it as a good time right now.
So early spring?
Early spring would be fine. Once the ground starts to thaw, you want the ground to be thawed, you know, the sun to warm up just a little bit. We're looking at temperatures at least above 55. To be doing well for the lawn. So it's probably going to be mid to late April. It might be earlier depending upon what happens. I know this past year we had warm weather early in March. And so you got to just take a look at that. As far as grass seed, they have some different grass seeds that are labeled right on it. Heavy traffic areas.
Okay.
So they have a perfect grass seed for those heavy traffic areas where dogs are playing, animals, that type of thing. The other thing I would look at doing is because dogs are running in those areas, the soil is probably very compact.
Okay.
Okay, and so looking at what to do to make it less compact. She could be putting down, Jonathan Green has a product called Love Your Soil. That actually helps break up the soil underneath it. It doesn't break it up like it's going to split apart, but it breaks it up so that it's more aeration in the soil.
Jonathan what?
Jonathan Green.
Jonathan, well, that makes sense. Okay, Jonathan Green.
Okay, and his product would be called Love Your Soil, and that's going to help with compaction. What it also does is it helps trapped nutrients release from the soil and actually helps the grass grow better.
Oh, okay.
So
great.
It's a multifunction type product, and she'd have to put it down a couple times in a season. She could actually, that's something she could put down now because it, once it gets in the soil, it'll start to break down, but it'll work over time and then start again in the spring. So she should be fine doing that.
Okay, and that's not harmful of chemicals or anything, though.
No. Oh,
great. Now, the next question I have is, I've been doing the yard work by myself with her help, and I lost my husband to COVID. So all you listeners, be very careful. Wear your mask and stay well, because it's nothing to fool around with.
No.
When's the best? I already put some winter feed and weed. No, winter feed and weed. And it looks like it might have killed the crabgrass. However, I don't know if the crabgrass just died on its own with the fall. Do I have to pull all that stuff out, or will the grass eventually take over?
Well, so you don't have to pull it out, like, by hand. You could take a rake and, you know, rake everything up and clean the area up. I would plan on some crabgrass being there in the spring, so using a crabgrass preventer in the spring would be fine to do. So you could take some of it up with like a rake, because if it's dead or dying, the root system's not going to be as strong. So that's why I would use the rake, but you don't have to just pull it up by hand. But plan again in the plan again for the spring as a crabgrass preventer, okay?
Thanks so much, and I enjoy your show.
If you want to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonaid Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonaid Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. So this morning I started talking a little bit about this leaf vacuum that my wife purchased the other day. And again, I'll tell you a little backstory with it. We were talking about it, and I was like, I don't know. You know, I have the blower already. I'll just blow everything into the woods. And, you know, the more and more we talked about it, she was like, no, this would be good for me, as in her, to be able to use, because it can turn into a blower as well. It's electric, so you just attach it to the, you know, a cord, and it would be all right. So, obviously, I was skeptical. It came in the other day, and we were cleaning up. I was cleaning up the yard yesterday, and I was just trying to get rid of it, the leaves, instead of bagging it or throwing it into the woods. I wanted to see what we could do, just try to get rid of it quicker. And I realized that this leaf blower / vacuum / mulcher was actually a mulcher. I really thought of it just as a vacuum. I didn't realize it came as a blower and a mulcher. And so it's kind of cool that it basically has this long tube about 6 inches wide that'll absorb the leaves as it comes through, and it will actually chop up the leaves and basically turn it into mulch. And it's really cool, little product. It actually worked really well. And this is a Black & Decker. The number to it is BEBL7000. They call it a 3-in-1, leaf blower, vacuum, and mulcher. Again, I wanted to try it out, and I was pleasantly surprised. My downfall is I use the big blower in the yard, pushed everything into one pile, and I just expected to just pick everything up right away. This is kind of meant to walk around the yard and pick up the leaves all over the yard. but it works really well. And the thing that really impressed me was the after, what it looked like afterwards, what the leaves looked like. It was small pieces broken up and easily goes into a bag if you want to put it in a bag or a compost pile. That was one of the things that was kind of cool, was if you really want to work on a compost pile and you have tons of leaves and you just want to get it started instead of just leaving the leaves there, you can chop them up. So it was really cool. I got to give my wife lots of credit where credit is due. And the other thing, it wasn't very expensive. It was under $100. You know, obviously, from my aspect of it, I was hoping for a bigger backpack, but isn't bigger is always better, right? That's the idea between machines, right? It's supposed to be strong, big, right? But that's not the point of this one. The bag can actually, basically, it's two times the amount of a bag capacity. So you're doubling the amount of leaves that you would put in one of those lawn and leaf bags. So that way, you're getting more bang for your buck. Obviously, everything starts costing more long term. You'd be, you know, if you have a big yard, you could be doing 50 to 100 of those lawn and leaf bags. Well, say you normally do 50, cut it back to 25. So it's not bad. It's definitely a good product. I highly recommend it at this point, just based on what I've seen. Haven't even used the mower. Excuse me. The blower aspect of it, everything I read, it can actually, the speed can be up to 250 miles an hour. I have a backpack blower that only gets up to 165, so, you know, the more I think about this, this might become my my little machine versus my wife's machine. But the thing about it was, is she had purchased it so that she could use it around the yard easier, instead of having to take that big backpack blower and walk around the yard. It's only 11 pounds. So this is perfect for somebody who's looking to do something along the lines of a little bit easier in the yard than that big backpack blower or raking. So it was perfect. Again, this is a Black & Decker 3-in-1. That item number is the BEBL 7000. So just wanted to pass that along because I thought it was something that people could really use. If you guys have some questions, you can give us a call here at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the Revolver Spray Gun. And use a Color Storm Sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Mike Pence's chief of staff, Mark Short, tested positive for COVID-19 on Saturday. Pence's office said in a statement that the vice president tested negative Saturday. While he is considered to be a close contact with Short, Pence will maintain his schedule in accordance with the CDC guidelines for essential personnel. Three words always give this guy away.
I'll be back.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, the 73-year-old actor and former Republican governor of California, has undergone open-heart surgery. The Terminator shared the information on Instagram and Twitter. He had his aortic valve replaced at the Cleveland Clinic Medical Center in Ohio on Thursday. A faulty aortic valve hinders blood flow out of the heart and through the rest of the body. It can also lead to aortic stenosis. Schwarzenegger has had heart problems his entire life because of a congenital heart defect. USA Radio News. Polish President Andrzej Duda has tested positive Saturday for coronavirus and has gone into quarantine. Duda, 48 years of age, says he's feeling fine. He updated the nation in a Twitter video on Saturday, saying that he does not have any symptoms, including loss of taste or smell. I feel very well at the moment, he said, adding that he has a lot of energy and will continue to work at home, where he's quarantining with his wife and family. The United States Senate on Sunday plans to move closer to a final confirmation vote on Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett on Monday. One of two Republican senators who had opposed the confirmation has flipped. Lisa Murkowski of Alaska said Saturday that she will vote to confirm Barrett. Murkowski said, I have no doubt about her capability to do the job and to do it well. In the World Series, the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Tampa Bay Rays are tied at two games apiece as Tampa Bay wins last night in a thriller 8-7. Tonight's game, 8 o'clock on Fox. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's starting to, I guess I'll call it warm up. This morning it was actually a lot colder, but it's only going to be in the 50s today. And I'll tell you, I was looking at the forecast the next 14 days, and we're staying in the 50s. We're starting to get into that cold feel. So definitely starting to notice our perennials are starting to die back. Our plants are starting to go dormant. Our lawn is starting to get ready for bed, if you will. Still time to be fertilizing with the lawn. Still time to be fertilizing some of those plants that you have, right? You know, some of your evergreens. Using that holly tone at half the rate at this point. Getting that down, getting that into the soil to help it through the winter, help it get to next season. So those are still possibilities at this point. I've also talked about using the products like Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop, right? Those products that will allow you to hold the moisture into the plants for the winter. You know, that's what we're looking to do when it comes to your outdoor evergreens. They will start to dry out with the winter winds, right? It's also, windburn. This whole product is meant to help keep that moisture in the soil. Into the plant itself, okay? It also... It can actually be used on other things as well, like to help with transplant shock. So spraying a plant before you were to transplant it, like an evergreen, it will help it. The other thing you can do is you can actually extend the life on like your Christmas tree or Christmas wreaths, They actually have, it's the same product, but they'll have like a picture of a Christmas tree and wreath on it. You can spray it to get it to hold its moisture in there longer, hold its needles longer. It's not going to affect any of the plant, the decorations or anything. So it's not going to be like slippery. It's just going to keep that moisture in there. So you should be good to use it. We do have a call on the line, so I want to get to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Sherry's in Yarmouth.
Sherry, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. I have a question regarding a dwarf Alberta spruce, which is mature. So, it's quite high and very wide. However, this summer, I would say the top 10 to 12 inches, it's like fried. It's crispy fried. I did go around to shake it because I had read about, you know, those little mites that could be on it.
Yep.
And I took the white paper. I don't see that.
Okay. And as the season went on, because you obviously you saw it, and then did it just continue to drop down, or did it just stop in that spot?
I don't know, Patrick, because I probably just noticed that this happened in the last month.
Okay. That's fine.
I'm going to take another look.
That's okay. So
I can't say that it's gotten longer, but it's like the leader and probably two sets of little tiny branches on each side of the leader.
Okay. So it's not going to come back, that spot. So what I would look at doing is cutting that out.
Okay.
It's almost like you're going to A-frame the top of the plant, so you're, you know, making that the old-style A's. Where the,
I don't know.
You would cut off the top so it would be flat, and then it would be, pyramidal on the sides. So instead of having it just to a tip, you're cutting it off and flattening out the top. What I would also suggest doing is, when you shook the plant, did you just have that piece of paper on the outside, or did you kind of put it underneath and into?
I did not.
I wouldn't be surprised if you had mites in it, or if you had. That's one of the big things that happens with dwarf Alberta spruce. The thing that makes me not think that it would be that is usually what it'll do is it'll just go down one side slowly and work its way around. If you're just seeing it on the top, it might have been some winter damage, not winter damage, some drought damage. It could have been any of those things where a lot of the drought damage started to show in the past month, so that really could be part of it.
Got it.
But when it's turned brown like that and is crispy, it's not going to come back. It's not something that's just going to pop back and turn green for you. So you're going to have to get rid of it. Might look unsightly for a bit, but I think long term you could see some growth pop back and you could be all right.
Yes. It's such a small area, you know, it's the point. So it won't offend me to look at the tree if I should, you know, prune that right out.
Yeah, so I would definitely get rid of it because, so plants will also focus on dead areas of a plant instead of the rest of the plant.
Okay.
So what you're doing is just like reallocating its energy back to the rest of the plant because it's pushing a lot of that energy to the top to try and fix it, right? It's trying to help it. And so by cutting that back, you might actually see some regrowth there. It's not guaranteed, but you might. And then the rest of the plant might become invigorated for the future for you.
Okay. Can you tell me what because I held the paper, white paper on the outside. How should I be holding it and shaking the tree?
So if you could just pull some of the branches up a little bit, put the paper underneath, shake the plant there so it's not just the outside that's popping.
All right.
But shake some of the inside because they're hiding behind everything.
Got it.
And so if you do have mites in the plant, you could use like a neem oil.
Okay.
At this point.
And spray the outside of the tree?
Yeah, spray the whole plant. So it spray the whole plant so that it will it kind of drips for you. Okay? That's what you're looking for it to do. So you can use a couple products. You could use the neem oil, or you could use All Seasons oil from Bonide. So All Seasons comes in concentrate. It also comes in a ready-to-use, so it's like a trigger spray, so you could just spray it.
Okay, just like a garden sprayer.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Do you think I should hit the other ones that I have, the other...
I would. To be honest, I'd almost want to spray it anyways, just to be safe, just to help protect it, to make sure everything's taken care of. That's just me. When I'm seeing things like, you know, dead like that, I kind of want to be extra cautious.
Got it. Especially because it's the front of my yard. So thank you very much, Pat.
No problem. All righty. You have a great one. Thanks, Sherry.
Yeah, thank you. You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have another call. Nathan, who's up next?
Jan is in Osterville, Mass.
Jan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I have two questions, actually. One is I have that Super Winterizer Plus weed and feed, and it's by Scotts. And I also have Super Turf Builder by Scotts. And I put down the Super Winterizer about a week and a half ago.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if I can put down the other one maybe in December before it gets super cold here.
Well, so that's a possibility. It definitely is because it would depend on if the ground's frozen. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. So you're putting it down. You put it down a week ago, you said?
Yes.
So that'd be like the first week of December you could put it down, or the last week in November about, because usually about 4 to 6 weeks in between.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you might be able to put it around Thanksgiving or the week after, but just make sure you can put a shovel in the ground, because if the ground's frozen, it's useless to put down. You're basically wasting the product.
Right. Well, we don't get a real freeze for the ground until December on the Cape.
Yeah, so it's just, you never know, right? 2020 is this shown a lot to us that you never know what's going to happen next. But when the ground does freeze, that's when the product just isn't used correctly. It's not used the right way. The plant, the ground won't absorb it, and it kind of just sits there, and that could end long term into burning of the lawn.
Mhm. Mhm. And how about my next question is, I have hydrangeas, two that did not do well. I don't think they got enough sun. They were green, but no flowers. And what could I put around them at this time of year? Prefer fertilizer, plant tone, or holly tone? Would that be good?
So you could use the plant tone on them or holly tone, either one. You have a blue hydrangea, or is it the white blue?
It's the blue. It's the blue.
Yeah, so you could actually put the holly tone down on there, because holly tone is made for acidic-type plants, acidic-loving plants. And to get that darker blue, more acidic soil, so you would be fine to be putting that down. Just use it at half the rate. So you wouldn't use it at the normal rate that it would say in the spring. You would use it at half the rate.
Okay.
Okay, and then...
I have the junipers that are sort of spreading low, crawling junipers. They have not done well either.
You could use the same product. The holly tone would be on there, because it is mostly for all evergreens, but it'll work again for that hydrangea. And just, you know, with the hydrangea, try to sprinkle it into the ground on like four spots around it, rub it in and water it in. The junipers might be a little bit harder to get in, but you're just trying to get closer to the root system. So it's at what they call the drip line of the plant. So however wide the leaves are, where the branching is, that's where you would put the soil, because that's where those feeder roots are.
Well, I live on a hill, and I have mulch on the hill, layers of mulch from years, and I'm wondering if they're just not getting enough.
Well, yeah, and that could be part of it. You know, maybe taking a look and seeing if there is any pruning back you can do in the spring to try and rejuvenate it a little bit. But fertilizer will definitely help it. Putting some down now and then more in the spring at the regular rate, watering it in, and then kind of watching it from there. It wouldn't hurt it to use, during the season, some liquid fertilizer, like a Neptune's Harvest or something along those lines, just to give it something more to get into that root system to help it absorb and grow for you.
And that would be now or in the spring?
The liquid I would do in the spring, so it has that growing season to help it. And you can do it a few times during the year to really give it something back.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jen. All right, you have a great one.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We have a few calls on the line, so we're going to try to get through them as quickly as possible. So, Nathan, who's up first?
Wayne is in Yarmouth.
Wayne, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I just have a couple of questions, and I'm sure you've probably addressed them, but I haven't listened for a while, and I just need to get caught up.
Yeah, no worries.
For the first time in 25 years, I've experienced early blight on my tomatoes. And I didn't know what was happening, and I was stunned how fast all the plants got them. Is there any way to prevent that from happening, or is that just the product of humidity and heat?
Well, so it is a little bit of, the humidity, heat, et cetera. But the other thing is making sure there is lots of calcium in the soil, making it very enriched with compost, taking that so it's going to be very, healthy nutrients in the soil. The other thing is planning ahead and kind of saying, all right, knowing that it could be hot, knowing that you're going to need to water a little bit more often, thinning out some of the leaves on the plant from the bottom, almost kind of like lollipopping the tomatoes at the beginning, allowing the stem to come up, and then the leaves to be up a little bit higher, because that lower part where the water hits the soil and bounces back up, that's where it's going to hit the leaves and stick. And then that's where you're going to start to see funguses. That's where it's going to push to other areas. So thinning out those leaves, letting the air be able to flow, because it'll dry out those leaves a little bit quicker that are left on there. So that is one of the ways to do it. And making sure it's a good compost in the soil, making it sure it's rich with nutrients to help it survive something like that.
Now, when you say compost, I don't compost here. Can I use like commercial compost?
Yeah.
Bags of commercial compost?
Yeah, that's not a problem. It's just adding something organic and enriching to the soil is really helpful.
Now, this, for the first time this year, I tried the fabric grow bags.
Yep.
And I was very happy with them until the blight hit, but I was very happy with what was happening. Now, do I have to get rid of all that soil in those bags because of the blight, or will they be fine over the winter?
They should be fine over the winter. A lot of it will sit on the plant. What I'd like to see you do is just maybe get rid of some of the soil so you can add some compost to it, just so you can enrich it.
Okay.
I don't see a problem with leaving it. If you wanted to, you could start over, but, you know, any of the nutrients that were in there, any of the beneficial nutrients are still in that soil, so you don't want to kind of get rid of everything.
Right. Okay. I try to use, good planting mix with some of the compost, and I usually throw in some peat moss as well.
Perfect. That's what you're doing. It's also about thinning out those leaves. That's a big thing with the leaves, is taking the lower part of it, allowing airflow to go through, and it not just kind of getting stopped by the leaves, right? It's taking at least by like a third of the leaves, maybe even to a half of the leaves on the lower part of it, is a huge thing that really helps. Once the plant starts getting bigger, you'll notice that the leaves that are up above are spaced out a little bit more, but you're really trying to take the lower leaves out. That's a huge advantage for the blight, because that water bouncing from the soil up, or water just sitting there, and then the sun can't hit it, the wind can't dry it out, it's just sitting there waiting for a disease to happen.
Now, I assumed I was being very clever by placing my bags so that my irrigation system would be pointed towards my plants, my tomatoes particularly, and that would make sure they were well watered or whatever. But now I'm rethinking that, and maybe I should not place them so they get hit by the irrigation spray every morning.
I like to make sure everything's hand watered with something like that, so it's getting directly into the soil and it's not sitting on the leaves because of those blight issues.
Okay, I overthought the whole process, I think.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, that's what gardening's all about, is trying something different. We gotta head out, so I appreciate it, Wayne, for calling. You have a great one, okay?
Thank you, too. Stay safe.
All right, everybody get out there, plant something, be safe. We'll see ya.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with extension.